This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush has selected the man he wants to be his next Secretary of Homeland Security, Federal Appeals Court Judge Michael Chertoff. Chertoff was a key figure in the Justice Department after the September 11th attacks. He helped develop the government's legal strategy for dealing with the terrorist threat. His selection has been praised on Capitol Hill, but Michael Chertoff is also expected to face questions about his views on balancing civil liberties and security and about his plans for the fledgling Homeland Security Department. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Chertoff was the president's second pick for the top Homeland Security job. His first choice, former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, withdrew his name after concerns were raised about his suitability to be secretary. The president called his new nominee a strong and effective leader.
When Mike is confirmed by the Senate, the Department of Homeland Security will be led by a practical organizer, a skilled manager, and a brilliant thinker. As head of the criminal division and as a U.S. attorney in New Jersey, Mike built an impressive record of cutting through red tape and moving organizations into action.
Before he joined the appeals court in 2003, Chertoff led the Justice Department's criminal division for 2 years. There he helped develop the Patriot Act and was deeply involved in the government's prosecution of suspected terrorists, including Zacharias Moussaoui. Former Justice Department official John Yoo worked with Chertoff in the Bush administration and earlier on Capitol Hill when Chertoff served as chief counsel for the Senate Whitewater Committee.
He's one of the key people in the government who worked on figuring out who was responsible for the September 11th attacks, who thought deeply about ways to use law enforcement and the government's existing resources to stop future attacks, and someone who understands the need for coordination and cooperation between different government agencies.
Yoo says Chertoff immediately recognized after the attacks the need to eliminate the legal wall that prevented law enforcement and intelligence agencies from sharing information. But Chertoff's record at Justice is certain to be scrutinized. The American Civil Liberties Union questioned Chertoff's commitment to protecting basic freedoms in the effort to prevent another terrorist attack. Gregory Nogheim is associate director of the ACLU's Washington Legislative Office. He says Chertoff was a participant in some of the Justice Department's most controversial post-9/11 decisions.
He was, for example, deeply involved in the decision to issue regulations that permit the FBI to monitor conversations between attorneys and their detained clients.
And he says in the decision to round up 1,300 non-citizens immediately after the attacks. Since his departure from Justice, Chertoff has called for a re-examination of some of the administration's post-9/11 policies, but Nogheim says Congress should nail down Chertoff's views before he's confirmed.
It's important to remember that the Department of Homeland Security will largely be responsible for determining the extent to which Americans have privacy rights,
such as determining what personal information the government can collect in the name of security. Chertoff vowed yesterday to preserve fundamental liberties if he's confirmed. An initial response to his nomination was largely positive. Maine Republican Susan Collins, who chairs the Senate committee that will handle the nomination, called him a strong candidate. But lawmakers say they'll also be interested to hear how Chertoff plans to lead the nation's third largest agency, which continues to suffer growing pains. David Heyman for the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the Homeland Security Department faces some serious management problems.
In many, many areas, the morale is down. It's been very difficult. These people are under tremendous stress. Some of the folks have moved 10 to 12 times in office spaces over the last 2 years.
And there continue to be turf battles between the Homeland Security Department and other agencies. Former colleague John Yoo thinks Chertoff's the right man to straighten things out. Although Yoo says he's not sure why, other than a commitment to public service, Chertoff would want to give up a lifelong judgeship for what could be a very thankless government job. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.